The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, Telesouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of Telesouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet. But do not fret, chin up, my friend. A little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show, Hope. I'm Tommy Wilson. I am Director of Living Free Ministries. I'm one of the co-hosts of this show, weekly show we get to do. We named it Hope because that's our mission. I'm here with Wesley Jackson, the director of the Freedom Center, Bobby Capps, who is the director of Crosswind Ministries. We've been in this community a long time, helping folks, and we love what we get to do daily. One of the activities we get to do every week is this radio show, so we're thankful for that. Today is graduation day for the Freedom Center. Freedom Center is our men's residential program that has been open almost 3 years now. You just think, 3 years ago this month, we was starting to, hey, we're fixing to open up this program.
I think we were paving our parking lot.
Yeah, we opened it up in December the 1st of
2021.
So we was nailing the last things down. The building was starting to come together, look good. Guy had it cleaned and no men.
Bring Dr. Phil birthday cake.
Yeah. No men had moved in there yet. And all of a sudden, when we opened the door that December.
There comes Ronnie.
Yeah. There came Ronnie. And but since then, we've had like 103, 104 men come in. A few of them has returned to us, and we're thankful for that. We're able to help them guys. But one of them guys that has come to our program was Caleb Avery.
Yeah.
And you know, as we was preparing to open this program and trying to figure out what it was going to look like, I would say this: it was for guys like Caleb Avery. And so it's been a lot of fun to watch him. Well, Caleb, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, and I appreciate you. The door opening for me to come down here.
So we're excited to have Caleb here. We're going to get into his journey and what that looked like and what he's looked like over the last 12 weeks and things. And so I'm excited. Wesley?
Yeah.
Update with the Freedom Center. It is busting at the seams.
By the exact words I was going to use, Tommy, it is busting at the seams. We got 13 guys in there right now. So that new van.
Made it for 12. Yeah. Got 13.
Hey, we'll stretch the rules a little every now and then when it comes to our size of our program. But we're really just trying out that new van. Right?
Yeah.
It's a 15-passenger van. We got the new van that made us able to travel together, and that thing's doing well. Got 13 guys. Of course, Caleb will graduate today, so that'll get us back down to 12.
And look on our Facebook page to look at the beautiful new van. And we can't miss a moment to say thank you
for sure
to this community who continues to take care of our guys and get them what they need, whether the be the building or the staff or the van or whatever they need. Y'all have taken care of us.
Coming, so we'll announce that maybe at the start of November. But look, Wesley, you got guys waiting on you.
Yeah, we got, I guess we got four or five guys on the waiting list right now. Have still been directing people to other programs. Other programs seem to be filling up too, Tommy, right now. All around, it seems like it's a busy time in the world of recovery, and that's at the end of the summer, which is to me a little bit of an oddity, because it seems like during the winter months is really whenever the program seemed to fill up, because conditions are a little harder, people can't quite rough it out there as much as usual. So I don't know if this is an indicator it's really going to get more full towards December, but right now there's a lot going on in the recovery world, and we're thankful to be part of it and looking forward to seeing what God's going to do with the guys that we have there now and the ones he's got coming.
Yeah, and if you need help, we want to help. You can go to our webpage, carinfreedomcenter.com. Fill out the application. Wesley's going to get a hold of you. Mm-hmm. If our program's not a fit or something, we're going to find you a program. We can get you in a program. We have outlets from Nashville, Tennessee, to Mobile, Alabama, to Van Cleve, Mississippi, and all throughout the state of Mississippi. So we've got programs that we
men can, or women, by the way, we can right. help
men
women
or women.
Get anywhere.
Yep. There don't. Is, and we talked to Amy Shook. She said this week her men program is full, mm-hmm. but they had beds for women. We was actually had a woman that was we was helping her get into that program. So. Yes.
And let me say, I say it enough, but I want you to hear it if it's the first time you're listening to us and you need help. CorinthFreedomCenter.com, and it's an extremely easy application. Mm-hmm. Basically, we just need your name and number so Wesley can get back to you and hear what you need and start helping you. And so CorinthFreedomCenter.com, very easy application. Just click on need help. And it pops you right over to a very easy application. And so please don't sit around in your misery, man. Let's get it over with.
All right. Well, graduation's a big deal. Out of them 104 guys that's come, we have had 48 of them alumni now. Caleb will be number 49.
Yeah.
I believe that number's right. So you're a big deal, Caleb. Stephen Champion just texted and said, man, let Caleb talk. Let Caleb do all the talking. So
And Caleb begged us when he came in to let him talk the entire time. Yeah. And so you'll find out about him that he actually don't talk very much.
Champ just texted and said you had the face for radio.
Yeah.
We're excited. We're going to get into Caleb's story in the second and third segment. And Caleb, we're excited for you. We're thankful that you've completed a journey. It says something about you. Yesterday at school, we was in school yesterday, and Caleb was sharing, and he said that he journeyed through college, but he did complete college and stuff. So that was good too. We get to do this radio show because of our sponsors. And listen, we're going to be hunting couple of new sponsors here at the first of the year. So if you're interested in sponsoring this show, reach out to me, 662-603-9829, 662-603-9829. We'd like to have you help sponsor our show. We're going to have a couple of them falling off at January. Yeah. So we need to have a couple businesses, people, families, just to help us stay on the line here, stay on the air. Listen, let me give you some information. You can listen anywhere online in the world. You can go to supertalk.fm, Corinth, and listen. My friend Jeff Arp is in Iowa. He may be listening today. He always listens to us. I've got other people that listen to our program. So anytime you want to listen to
us. Of course,
he
may be sleeping in after that Royals win.
That, and somebody stole his car last night.
And somebody stole his car.
Somebody stole his car with all of his clothes and everything in it. Yeah, up in Iowa.
Who?
I mean, I thought that only happened in Memphis, Tennessee, but it happened in Iowa. Look, supertalk.fm, Corinth. You can catch us anywhere. Listen, Caleb, if you want to go back and listen to this show, or if Champ wants to go back and listen to his show, you can go to livingfreecorinth.com, click on the listen page. We have a podcast-like page. It's going to have your name at the top of it. It'll probably be a day or two, but you can go back and listen to this show. Anybody can, okay? Again, if you got a question, comment, text us, 662-603-9829. Our sponsors for the show is my wife, Maria Wilson, at Wilco Real Estate Group. They're in a job fair at Tishomingo County High School this morning, her and Kate. They do a lot of activities in her area, but also They will help you with any of your real estate needs. Reach out to my wife or any of her group, including my daughter. My mattress store, there on the highway, we're located 3 miles west of High Prices. But, I mean, we have a trailer sitting in our, a 53-foot trailer sitting in our parking lot. It is stuffed with furniture. We bought a closeout. So we're the month of October is a clearance month. We've got everything on sale. Stop by our store, buy your mattress or buy your recliner. Wesley?
Yeah, also we got Gatlin's Pharmacy over in Tishomingo. Bart and Don Doran been supporters of the not only Living Free, but the Hope Show and the Freedom Center. Thankful for their support. Nick Bain's Law Office for all your legal needs. He's your go-to guy. We do a lot with Nick, and he helps us out a lot. So thankful for Nick and that relationship. Outpost Outdoors up in Pickwick. If you want to do something out in nature, rent some side-by-sides or go camping, something to that nature up there around the lake, get in touch with them at Outpost Outdoors. Daniel Arthur and the local Subways. Got a new store over on Shiloh Road. Get by and check that out. Grab you a foot long or a flatbread and enjoy it. Hudson Window Solutions. Perry and his group came on last summer and have been big supporters of the show. If you have any window needs, reach out to Perry. But all these sponsors help make the show happen, and we're thankful for them. Tell them you heard about them right here on the Hope Show if you run into them today. We'll be right back.
It's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries, here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome you back to our second segment. We've just been sitting here laughing the whole time, so what a good morning. It's a beautiful day. It's fall. The weather is just right here in the midst of our great state. We do pray for our friends in North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia. Some of these pictures is horrible, and I loaned our trailer from the mattress store yesterday to East Pleasant Hill Baptist Church over in Faulkner so they could be carrying a load of stuff to North Carolina. So we do pray for friends and stuff in them states. And, man, if we can help, we will help. I loaned my trailer yesterday to carry a load of supply.
Yeah, the surprise of the thing, you know, just was the big deal. Like, you know, places on the coast are kind of used to hurricanes, and so you don't hear about a lot of deaths, but there's been around 200 deaths already reported in this thing. Man, it took people by surprise and just killed a lot of people. So,
yeah. Well, but today we're here to talk to Caleb Avery. Caleb, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. I'm proud to be here.
You come into our program 3 months ago. You've been with us 12 weeks. You come into us from Jackson, Tennessee.
Yes, sir. I grew up in Trenton, Tennessee, and shortly after that, went off to college and ended up in Jackson.
So you grew up. Now, what was your connection to the Freedom Center? How'd you find out about us?
Ronnie Martin. He is my niece's dad. So
okay. Well, man, Ronnie brought us Caleb. He brought us Johnny. Man, he brought us some goodies. We're going to talk about the other guy, Ronnie, but we're just going to brag on the two today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, look, Caleb, you're 38 years old. Tell us. I mean, people that comes to us, to the Freedom Center, ain't coming to us because life's been great. They're coming to us because they had trouble. Tell us, walk us through a little bit of your life and how you got to the point that you needed to get to the Freedom Center.
Well, I look at it as there's a story in one of our workbooks called The Kite. And this kite loved to fly high in the sky, especially on clear, sunny days when the wind would blow. But what the kite didn't like was the string that was attached to it. You know, it was tethered to a string. And what that kite did not realize is there was a direct connection between itself and that string. And one day that string broke, and the kite, you know, stayed up for a little while, but it finally came crashing down. And when that little boy, you know, finally found and picked him up, he stuck him in a dark garage, and it's where it stayed, you know. And that's kind of where my life went whenever I stopped staying in the Word of God. And I stayed in that dark garage. I was there for a long time, you know, 18 years, and just living in complete ignorance is what I was living in. And, you know, I persecuted the church. You know, I feel like I was just like Paul. And one day, you know, God opened my eyes, and so I was thankful to come out of that darkened garage. But living in the dark, you don't even understand or realize, you know, how bad you've gotten until you get to the bottom. And then,
Caleb, when you're talking about living in the dark, that's going from high school into college, and I mean, you've got a college education, right? You graduated school at Memphis.
Yeah, I do, and I thought I was smart, you know, but I was just really oblivious to how dumb I really was because I wasn't smart in the Word,
well,
you know, the wise eyes of God.
Bobby Wesley, the first time I met Caleb, I'd heard the story. We got this guy from Jackson, Tennessee. He'd been living in a tent out in the woods for a while. And when I laid eyes on Caleb, I said, well, that ain't the guy they're talking about.
You don't really fit the profile when you see him. Champ joked about Face for Radio, but Caleb is, you know, he seems like he's taking care of himself from a physical standpoint and been well taken care of over the course of life, it seems like. So you don't picture him as being a guy you pick up out of a field in a tent. So I see where your head went on that, Tommy.
Yeah. But what's that darkness? What did that darkness look like, Caleb, like far as drug use? What was your drug choice?
I've tried all of them, but I'd say my favorite was crystal meth. And I think a lot of that was taken by Jesus. I would tithe to him. I would tell Jesus, especially if it's impure thoughts, you know, especially thoughts or actions like drugs, I would always try to tie that to Jesus and give him that. You know, I'd say, Jesus, I'm giving you this. If I was using crystal meth, you know, as odd as it sounds, Now, he took it in ways that I would never imagine. You know, he works in mysterious ways, and he opened the door for me down here. But, yeah, I was at my wit's end, and I didn't know how else to seek him except for to try to give it to him. And now, I think he led me to the wilderness to get away from a lot of that. You know, he took a lot of that out of my life, and I didn't realize it at the time what he was doing. So,
and, one of the things that you were telling me was that, you know, not only were you, you know, out in the field somewhere in a tent, which, by the way, I actually think you like, but you also went on this big kind of spiritual searching journey, you know, and why don't you just tell them a little bit of that? You know, you were just like, you're trying to find something.
Yeah, I loaded up all my dogs and I took off out west and I went out there multiple times, just searching for God. And I searched the world over for him. The lengths I went to, you wouldn't believe, but I didn't, you know, only realize that he's been right here beside me this whole time, you know. But I did go on a big journey. I went all across the West, you know, from Arizona to Wyoming, all around New Mexico, Colorado, just searching for him. And I've seen a lot of cool stuff out there, and he showed me a lot of things that I never was realizing at the time, you know, because I wasn't conscious in the present moment. I was always thinking about the future or the past or something had me preoccupied, you know. And I believe you're not going to be able to see him unless you're conscious of every moment. It may be a sound outside. There's only certain ways that he's going to be able to communicate with you if you're in, you know, the present moment, you know. If you're not in the world, then you can be with him, you know. So I think you just got to be conscious of every second and be in the present moment.
Yeah, so that whole journey ended up back in a field in Tennessee with your dogs and chilling but it was there where you really began to say, Lord, you know what's up, you know. And so I wanted to say this to you as I want to use Caleb's story as a call out to people. I mean, we do search, and he wasn't playing games with this search either. You know, he's really serious about it. And it wasn't like he was trying to find some false god either. I mean, he really was trying to find the God. And it wasn't like that he didn't know that Jesus was the person that he was looking for. And so, like, that's a lot of our lives, especially if we grew up, you know, hearing the name of Jesus and really buying in, believing that Jesus was the guy, but he feels like he's far away from us. You know, the passage in Acts says he's right here with us. You know, it feels like he's far away, but he's not. He's right here. And and sometimes God just has to, well, in your case, he did. He just let you play that out.
Yeah, he took everything. I went down to bare minimum, so I guess he could build me back up. You know, I didn't, yeah. And he opened this door with y'all, so he let me in. I was trying to go in through the side of the sheep gate, and he let me in through the front door, you know, with Tommy and all you guys, Wesley and Bobby.
Let me ask you this question. The numbers show that less than 10% of the people that tries meth gets off of meth. Less than 10%. This room has got some of them guys that is in that less than 10% group. What does it mean to you?
Means that I can't do it myself. I have to give that all to Jesus, and, you know, his will be my way. So I have to just trust in him. But it's nice knowing, seeing that y'all are part of that 10%. You know, it shows a lot to me, you know, tells me a lot about what I went through with the program, how to walk my life out.
So you had never been to a program before?
This is my first one.
It's your first one and last?
First one and last, yeah, Lord wills.
One and done. Yeah, one and done. So, what's it like? I mean, you come in, you haven't been to a program, you're coming in, you've been searching on this planet for this God, this big G thing, as Joe Lee called it last night, and you've seen a lot of little G's. I mean, you've had a lot of little G's in your life, and all of a sudden, man, you're getting introduced. I mean, it's almost like hooking up to the fire hydrant. It's, you know, Bible study, Bible study, Bible study, group study, church. I mean, you're over flooded with it. What's it like?
It's tough on me because I'm not used to obedience, but it helped me a lot learn obedience. And now I'm convicted just walking by a piece of paper on the floor, you know, because I feel like everything I do, I have to glorify the Father. So if I'm not washing dishes or something, you know, I walk past them and think, well, that's not going to glorify the Father if I leave those dirty dishes. You know, I have to, I guess, pretend that it's the Father's house, and it's taught me obedience. And I know if I can't be obedient here on earth, then I'm not going to be obedient for him.
And by the way, that gets back to that metaphor, the string on the kite, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, so, well, in that metaphor, what's tethered to the string? It's Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like we want to live without him, and we think that we can, you know, fly best if we fly alone. But actually, we only fly best if he's holding the string. And so you had to learn that and are learning that. And it doesn't mean that there still isn't something in us. The Bible describes us as the people, all of us, as people who are like sheep who want to go their own way. Right? Mm-hmm. And we turn every one of us to our own way. I mean, that's how we're all tethered, by the way. Well, so we all want to.
Caleb's been with us them 12 weeks. I don't know how many churches you've been in 12 weeks. You've been in a lot of them. They also baptized you there in the Pickwick in the old Tennessee River there one day.
September the 9th? I think so.
Write that date down. Remember that date. Find that date. So it's been fun watching you. It's been a lot of good stuff. We've got several text messages about you. Truett's text a lot. But Ian said, tell Caleb I love you. Put the folding chair back up when he gets done. And he'll see you tonight.
Love
whatever
you too,
that
man.
Means. we've had a lot, okay? So
I appreciate all y'all texting and everybody showing me love too. Berna and Billy's praying for me up there at the
well, you
Grace
said,
Chapel, and Carson and all my brothers at the center. I love y'all.
Yeah, you said last night that you've always had sisters around you. Now you got a lot of brothers.
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah. So, well, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to find out what's next for Caleb and what would he tell you if you're struggling with drug addiction. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bobby Capps from Crosswind. Crosswind's a ministry that started here in town after Katrina just to help people. We just help people in a lot of different ways. We do group counseling. We do counseling at the rehabs. We do counseling in the prison. We take care of homeless people that come to our community and provide them with connections to people who can house them or get them a bottle of water or some food, whatever they need. And we just try to be here to say that if you're on down and out, we can help. Or we can point you to someone who can.
This is Angel Quinn from Crosswind. Crosswind also hosts other opportunities in our community, including after-school tutoring in a local subsidized apartment complex. We partner with Oasis Medical Center and One by One Ministries to mentor and educate new and expectant moms. And we offer a community clothes closet. We're all about equipping volunteers to serve in our community. And we also have The Gathering, which is a weekly worship service on Sunday nights at 5 p.m. If you are in need of help, please contact Crosswind at 662-287-5600 or stop by our office located at 703 Tate Street in Corinth.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we're back with our third segment. We got Caleb Avery with us today. Caleb is a guy that is wrapping up 12 weeks at the Freedom Center. It's our 12-week discipleship program for men. And Caleb, you've been one of the guys we've enjoyed watching and having around.
He's the first person that we've ever had that's made pine needle tea.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true.
So, I mean, he's the guy who introduces his mouth.
My brother Randy called him the nature boy out there for a reason. It wasn't Ric Flair, but it was truly the nature boy. So, Caleb, Describe the last 12 weeks like as it went by slow. I mean, or does it like flew on you?
It was a mix in between. Some days it seemed like it would go slow, and other days, you know, now looking back, it seems like it flew by, honestly.
Yeah. And we mentioned that less than 10% of the people that's ever tries meth gets away from it. And you had said meth was your favorite drug of choice, or ever, what kind of words you want to use there, that got you in trouble, got you in the darkness. And we believe it's a spiritual darkness. So listen, as you've been free now for over 12 weeks, what's it like? I mean, where's your mind at today?
Somewhere I haven't been in a long time. I started using drugs when I was 13, really hard when I was 14. So that's been, there might've been a couple week period there in the last 24 years that I might not have been on a drug, but it's been pretty good, about 24 years since I've been able to pass a drug test. And so it's nice.
So you graduate tonight. Listen, everybody's invited to attend. It's at Living Free Ministry, 6:00. We'll have a little music. I think our guy Kirby's singing tonight.
Kirby. I have to camp on the 24 years drug test thing. I think that one of the things we could do, as part of their graduation, is to like show a clean drug test for the first time in 24 years.
It feels good.
Yeah.
It's like, hey. Yeah. But, well, I mean, like, you know, guys will get their license. I haven't had a license for 20 years. It's a big deal after 20 years, you know.
It's a big deal.
I think down at the Transformation Ranch, that's one of the things before they walk out to hand them their diploma. I think they give them a drug test to make them pass. You know,
yeah, just kind of keep them accountable. Yep. So that's good.
Kirby sing tonight, yay.
Yeah, so sorry, graduation's tonight. Our friends from Walden Street Christian Church is furnishing meal. It's a barbecue meal tonight afterwards. So you're invited. Come out and support our guy, Caleb. Mm-hmm. And you're going home tonight, Caleb. Yeah. What's that going to be like? You going to wake up tomorrow in reality? You ain't got Ralph standing over you, want to make sure you get up on time, but what's it going to be like, and what's your plans?
It's going to be whatever the Lord wills. I'm going to try to glorify the Father the best I can. I'm going to go home and just be the best that I can for God and family and the community, you know, just whatever the Lord wills, that'll happen for me. And I just got to have faith in that. And I'm going to go, you know, get me a job and just do the best I can and give everything to the Lord and allow him to guide me and lead me.
Truett texted and said he gave you some kind of book something about addiction book.
Heart of Addiction. That's the wrong book. But he did give me The Last Addiction, I think is what it was. And it was really good.
I like that because that's what I was thinking when we were talking about that 10%, Caleb. And you can lock yourself in that 10% today. Going forward, you can stay a part of that 10%. And that is the challenge, right, to walk this thing out each and every day. And even when we stumble or even though we fall, not to stay down but get back up and grow and learn from our mistakes. And that really is what strengthens our dependency and our trusting in God, is when we do fall down, we know that he's right there to catch us and lift us back up if we will we'll look to him for guidance instead of getting back hung up on the ways of the world. And it's easy to
do. I've got a pastor there in Henderson, Tennessee. We're going to call when we get done here. I want to introduce you to my friend Joe Blackley, because as you go home, one of the two, you know, we just don't send you home without a plan. We want you to be involved in a church. We want you to be involved in support groups. We want you to continue to work on the guy in the mirror, understand what healthy relationships is, what a healthy relationship looks like, what an unhealthy relationship looks like, because we got to stay away from that. Number four is getting a job, getting a legit job, so you can take care of your family and start, you know, getting back on your feet somewhere.
So another line that I like there is, we don't really know that we're okay, and so we can start taking responsibility for ourselves and the things that the Lord has given us. And in your case, you have children, you know what I mean, and you have a life, and just really beginning to take responsibility, you know, for all of that stuff the Lord has given us is really something that makes us you know, God designed us for that. It makes you really feel
the value and the purpose that you have.
Yeah, it really lives. Yeah, exactly. You know, you're a gift to our community. The Lord, when He saves us, makes us a gift to the people around us. You are a gift to the people around you, but those primary people are really the person, the people that need you bad. They need their daddy. And
by the way, how many kids you got, Kyle?
I have three.
Tell them how old they are.
15, 12, and 3.
So.
And the reason he hesitated because he was thinking whether or not he should mention his dogs.
Yeah.
Because they're also like his kids.
Yeah, they are.
So I took a picture of you and your daughter last night, you carrying a cross, and your one daughter was there at Grace Chapel last night. Grace Chapel always honors her graduates.
Thank you, Grace Chapel.
Yeah, big shout out to Dr. Pratt. I really think Anita puts that together. We can't give Dr. Pratt.
Yeah, no.
So Anita puts that package together, and they make sure they got a little goodie bag and some gifts. But they also give you a few minutes just to share. Was that the first time you'd ever stood up and, like, shared anything about the Lord in front of a group?
Yes, it was. Yes, and I appreciate that goodie bag, too.
So what was that like last night?
It was good to get it off my chest. You know, I was a little nervous. You know, getting in front of people.
He used a lot of scripture.
Yeah, good scripture.
Thank you.
It's all good. But
and
good.
Listen, for those of you who are introverts, it is hard to get up in front of people and talk.
Amen.
And you're uncomfortable just being around people, much less having to say something.
Hey, I'm not even an introvert, and it's hard for me to get up there.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Not an introvert, but it's
and
good.
So for those of you who know that, and I'll tell you, and this also is true, for an introvert, everybody who's gets involved in drugs gets isolated. But for an introvert, that can be really dark and really isolated and really alone. And so one of the things of an introvert in recovery is the uncomfortableness of being around people, having to share a van with 13 guys, you know. I mean, like all the above, those things are legit difficult for certain people, you know.
We got 13 guys and four showers.
And for the guys, some people is like, man, they can't wait to get in the van, talk it up and, you know, do all the stuff. Yeah. But some people, it's a legit struggle. And but one of the things that you learned is that we need each other. You're not alone. You're not just loved by the Lord. You're loved by us. And we need you. You need us. And the introvert has to know that he's needed. And that's just another part of Caleb's story. Is that one of the things of speaking in public is being able to overcome those challenges that are really overwhelming, way more so than for us loudmouths.
Yeah, I'm thankful. And I don't know if it was maybe when Tommy told us that you can't be anxious and thankful at the same time. So one thing I tried to do was I kept thanking God in my head the whole time I was up there, so I knew anxiety couldn't come in, and that helped a lot, just being thankful instead of getting anxious. So
there's a word.
Hey, I heard kind of this sermon on that topic saying that, you know, even the scientific community has found that the same quadrant or region of the brain that anxiety is developed is also where thankfulness comes from. But the two can't coexist in that quadrant of the brain and be there at the same time. And then they said, well, but that scripture, right? It says, pray for everything, be anxious for nothing, always giving thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So that's what the scripture backed up. But another cool thought from that, we've talked about graduate number one this morning. Just got a message from graduate number two. Said, man, he's proud of you, Caleb, and best wishes. Press on. And
yeah.
Thankful to be listening this morning. That's so shout out to you there, brother.
Yeah, right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
So, thank you.
Chris.
Now, Champ, I guess he's picking at you a little bit, but he wanted to ask a serious question. Did you get hot up on stage last night?
Yeah, I was probably sweating.
That's
standard operation.
You know, Champ he's just throwing that out there.
He knows what's up.
But Caleb, so in the last couple of things of her plan is getting that job, learning how to handle money in the right way, paying our bills, being responsible, and things like that. So we've got the plan. It's up to you to go home. We're going to call my friend Joe Blackley when we leave here. He's pastor of Highlands Church. I really believe you'd like this guy. But we're just thankful today. We're thankful that you got to spend 12 weeks with us. But listen, Jackson, Trenton, wherever, that ain't far from us. Jackson ain't but an hour drive at the most. So we expect you to come back and hang out with us. You're a brother with us now. You can come to alumni. And, you know, if you need talking or if you just need to come hang out with us today, that door's always open. Mm-hmm. You know, you can always come hit me at my mattress store, just get in the truck with me or do whatever you want to do.
Thank you.
And you've been at my mattress store lately.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and we're thankful that we get to spend that little bit of time.
Can you throw nice. One of them big ones?
No, I have to have Tommy and Preston to help me. I'm a lightweight.
Yeah, but if someone's out there struggling, somebody's out there a mess, their son's a mess, what would you tell them?
I'd say to pray to God first, you know, give it to Jesus, and then let Jesus take care of it. And that may lead you down some paths, but I think in the end, they have to have support like you guys give, you know, whether it's coming to the Freedom Center
living
or free. Wherever they're at, living free, you know, just getting in the Word. And I think you just got to start praying about it and have faith that the guy's going to let you live his will out. But I think that y'all have a very good support system down here that most people don't have. And I'm thankful for that. And I think you just have to give it to God and allow people like you that work, you know, allows workers to take over. But I suggest the Freedom Center Living Free if you're down here around Corinth or anywhere near. It's it's helped me.
We're going to take our last break. We're going to come back and let Caleb speak to our guys at the Freedom Center over the radio, and we'll be right back.
Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet, right here in Corinth, Mississippi. It's fall time, which means football season and the baseball playoffs about to start. It's my favorite time of the year, and guess what? We have fall deals on all of our mattresses, adjustable beds, recliners, and so much more. Guys, you got to come 3 miles west of High Prices to get these deals.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Hey, we welcome you back to our last segment, our show's Hope. I hope we've gave you some hope. We've got a Freedom Center graduation today. It's Caleb Avery. Caleb has been on the show. He has been walking the journey. Caleb, we got a lot of texts. Some of your brothers there and stuff there that since we've been on the show, so I hope that means a lot to you. You've got brothers back there at the Freedom Center right now. What would you tell them guys? I mean, you've completed. Some of them guys just got there in the last week or two. We got several of them guys that's going to graduate in October. But as a guy graduating today, what would you speak into them?
I'm going to read on what Jesus said in Matthew 3-6. It says, "Happy are the poor in spirit, since theirs is the kingdom from heaven. Happy are those who mourn, since they will be comforted. Happy are the meek, since they will inherit the earth. Happy are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, since they will be satisfied." I'd say never give up and know that you're isolated and chosen for a reason, and that the guy's got big plans for you, and to just be happy that you were chosen to be part of this, and never give up, and give it all to Jesus. Say that just as odd as it sounds, you know, suffering produces endurance, endurance produces hope. So humility comes before honor, and I love you guys.
All right.
Humility. That's a big word inside of a house like ours or a program like ours, where 13 men have to coexist all while being asked to do something that is a little bit like getting outside your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of moments throughout that 12-week period where you're uncomfortable. You're having to fight with the flesh that you've always lived with, having to deny that flesh. And you know what it takes really to successfully navigate that is to be humble, to look to God for help in those moments instead of, lashing out. So I think you said a big word there, Caleb. Humility will carry us all a long way. And it's one of my bigger struggles with dealing with folks and, you know, everyone else that I deal. I think if I'm humble in my approach, then I don't make it about me, but I can make it about he or them or the whole. And that usually goes a long way. So I like that you told the guys there at the center that to work through it with gratitude and humility, and everything will seem to work out.
We've got graduation the next two Thursdays, so it's a big time. You just think when we opened up the program 3 years ago, we didn't have graduation for 3 months, and then even after that, it was building and building. Mm. Now we're lined up all the way through December with graduations, so it's exciting time. I mean, it's exciting for Caleb today. But it's an exciting time in the life of the Freedom Center.
Yeah.
To start to see these men complete the program. I mean, these men go back into their community. You know, we're KFC guys. Now, we stopped at Kentucky Fried Chicken Sunday and ate, Caleb, but you know, we're KFC guys. Kingdom, family, and community. And you said, I loved what you said a little while ago. If it means picking that piece of paper up off the floor, if that's what I need to be doing today, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful to hear that. So, guys, as guys, Bobby, you've spent a lot of time with him. Wesley, you've spent a lot of time with him. What do y'all see? What have y'all seen? We've got a few minutes.
Well, Tommy, one of the things I've seen is that Caleb, like he said, he's one of the guys willing to pitch in and just kind of stay busy. I've seen him standing at the sink probably more than I've seen any other person there. The first, I guess, 6-7 weeks, man, you washed dishes the whole time, didn't you? Yeah, I seen him washing some dishes. So I like that that he's willing to stay busy and apply himself to doing the little things. Caleb, if I can encourage you on one thing, it's the little things. As you go out tomorrow and you wake up on your own tomorrow without Ralph, me, anybody else asking you to do something, you're going to be the one getting to tell you to do something. And that's going to start with the little things. You wake up with that gratitude and that humility, but also wake up with intentionality of getting in God's Word, praying, going to the Father, like you said, for direction, understanding. but also too having direction already, a plan. You know, we know the basics, we know the truth. We get started in that, man. You're going to have a family. You got a great family of support already, like you mentioned last night. So I think you're going to have to lean on them a lot more than some people have the opportunity to. One of the good things, it seems like you do have a good support system, and that was crucial in my walk and in my journey. Was I got back home to a family that loved me, kids that were around me. It made me feel valued, loved. Knew I had a purpose to do something within that whole family unit, and that's where you'll get to start at. Tomorrow you wake up with your family, and that'll be different. I mean, you've been with your brothers, but you'll be with your family tomorrow.
I guess for me, Caleb, you know, it's like I've loved your, like, seeking heart. You know, it's like you've always been looking at a compass trying to find true north, and Jesus is true north.
That's right.
And he showed you that. And now you really don't want to let go of that. You just keep staring at the compass like, I can't, you know, I can't get off that. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I have to keep going that way. And that's why when every time we hear you talk about something, I just got to give it to God. I just got to do what he tells me to do. I just got to, you know what I mean? It's like you've kind of got that, like I've finally found what I was looking for, the direction I was looking for, the purpose and hope that I was looking for. And I know that's been a lifelong struggle for you, but in the last couple of years, it's been a serious intentional struggle for you. And so I know there's a lot of peace knowing that Jesus is the way and that you've hooked your, you know, wagon to the right tractor. And to say it the country way, but also, I just say, you know, the Lord tells us to be reminded that you have an adversary. It's the sin that's in your flesh. It's our enemy, the devil, and that we have to be vigilant. That's what Wesley was talking about, because we just have this disposition to be wiped out and to get our eyes off Jesus. And but I'm thankful. What I love is your just open spirit and just the way that you're just like, look, you know, I'm gonna go the way the Lord points me, you know.
All right.
And so I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, I'm thankful for Caleb. I'm thankful that we've got to know you. You're a brother to us now. You're family. So we're proud of you, and we're always going to be here for you, man. So
thank you.
Just go serve the Lord. So, guys, graduation is tonight at Living Free Ministry, 6 o'clock. You're invited. Caleb will be sharing part of his story tonight and that. We'll also have a meal served by Walden Street Christian Church here. Brother Chuck and them will do a fantastic job. They've got barbecue tonight. So we're thankful what we get to do. Thank you for our support at the Freedom Center, Living Free, Crosswind, our radio show. So we're thankful. We always close out. Wesley takes it out of here with the Book of Jude.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure being with you guys. Hope everybody has a good weekend. Stay safe. But we close out with Jude, and here's what it says. It says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen." All right, y'all. Y'all have a good day.